Well, welcome back to Sports Day. Adam Papalia, Paul Hayes will be with you this evening. And Hayes, it was a draw over there in the Shield match between WA and South Australia. Plenty of runs for both of the sides, and the coach of WA, Adam Voges, joins us on the line. Adam, thanks so much for your time. Obviously, it certainly were conditions that favoured the batsmen, but how do you sum up the first Shield game of the season?
Evening, guys. Yeah, look, it feels like a bit of deja vu. We obviously started the Shield Hub over here in Adelaide this time last year, and the bats certainly dominated the ball back then as well. And it hasn't been too dissimilar over the last 4 days. We had Sean Marsh and Cameron Green started the season brilliantly well in the first innings at hundreds, and then Hilton Cartwright scored his first 100 or first Shield 100 for 3 years, I think, today. So plenty of positives, but yeah, unfortunately, we weren't able to force a result.
He's building, isn't he, Hilton Cartwright? Looks like you've sort of taken him under your wing. And look, he's having a second coming. I remember when he's got his opportunity to represent Australia. But the last bit of time since he's come back in, he's done some good things.
Yeah, it's been a tough probably 24 months for Hilton. He probably hasn't had the performances or been in the side for as much as he would have liked during that period. But he's had a really strong pre-season this year, and we wanted to reward that with selection in the first game. And after he got 69 in the first innings, he was bitterly disappointed that he missed out. He felt that he threw 100 away in the first innings, but came out under a bit of pressure today. We'd just lost 2 wickets and 3 balls, and South Australia up and about. So he weathered the storm really well and got some really good reward today. So we're all really happy for him.
Tough for the bowlers. Who do you think performed the best?
Yeah, it was tough grind for the bowlers again. There were some positives in there as well, Hayes. Lance Morris didn't have a great day on day two, but thought he came back really well on day three and bowled with some genuine pace and attacked the South Australian batters with a short ball and took a few really key wickets for us. Joel Parris, I thought, did a good job with his 3 wickets in the first innings. And Corey Rocchelli on debut, I know his figures probably weren't flattering at 1 for 140 off 39 overs, but to get into his first game for Western Australia, thought he bowled better than his figures showed, and hopefully he'll learn a lot from that innings, and he'll be able to take that forward throughout the year.
You can almost set your calendar to Sean Marsh scoring Shield tons at the start of a summer. He just loves piling on the runs, particularly early, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. And particularly at Karen Rolton Oval where we were playing, I think he averages over 200 at that ground. So he's pretty happy whenever we're playing here.
Like your average back in the day for Australia once you got your opportunity up there near 100, you would have enjoyed that for a while.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, Hayes. But Sean's just evergreen at the moment. He's 38 years of age, but he's still moving brilliantly well. And obviously the hunger to score big runs is still there.
Travis Head wanted to score some runs too. 163, took a long time to get him out. A good audition for his start of the summer.
Yeah, no doubt. He played fantastically well. He didn't really give us a chance. We came pretty hard at him for the entirety of his innings, and he did what he does. He puts your bad ball away. He always keeps the scoreboard ticking over, and I'm sure his name will be firmly in the selectors' minds. I think there's a few spots up for grabs for that first test match of the summer, wherever that may be. But, he certainly didn't harm his chances with the way he played in this game.
Voges, what about Lloyd Pope? You couldn't get him out there for a while. I think he faced 49 balls. But as a leg spinner, I think we all want to see another leg spinner in the Australian setup. Is he making inroads and improving every time you see him?
Yeah, he is, Hayes. He's still a young leg spinner, and with that, I think you're going to get inconsistencies. But what he does do is give the ball a genuine rip, and he bowled some good balls today. I think we probably handed him a couple of wickets throughout the course of the game as well. But sometimes that's the beauty of a leg spinner. It's not always their best ball that tends to get wickets. But now, from seeing what he did 12 months ago to what he produced in this game, there was some good stuff in there. Certainly there's still some inconsistencies, but yeah, probably his innings with the bat yesterday cost us 25, 30 overs in the game and 70-odd runs, which could have been a different story coming into today. But there were some positive signs from him.
Where to from here, Adam? Obviously, there's so much up in the air with being able to move around the country and fixtures. What's the next step?
Yeah, it's a great question. officially, we don't have a fixture after this one, so it's a bit of wait and see. We're hopeful that mid-October, a home game against Tasmania is what's been penciled in. So we'll jump on the plane tomorrow morning, get back. Premier cricket starts this weekend, so I know the boys are looking forward to getting stuck into that, and we'll just wait to get confirmation. But yeah, hopefully Tassie in a couple of weeks' time.
So you'll release all the players back to Premier cricket?
Yeah, it's certainly my hope. Just having a look at the long range forecast, the weather doesn't look overly great, but yeah, it's certainly my preference is for whenever the guys are available to play Premier Cricket, that they get back there and make that competition as strong as possible.
What about the AFL Grand Final? Do the boys get a chance to watch that together?
Yeah, we did. We had a bit of a team room here at the hotel in Adelaide, and managed to get the sweep out. I managed to nab Petrarca for the Norm Smith, so I was pretty happy and a few extra dollars in the wallet now. So, but yeah, great grand final, and yeah, the boys certainly enjoyed it. It's just a shame that a Perth grand final and we're in Adelaide watching it.
Droughts are nice when you break them. Any chance you could break this Sheffield Shield drought this season?
Well, it's a pretty good sign, isn't it? 57 years for Melbourne. And, yeah, I don't think we need any extra motivation, but it's a nice story and one that we can certainly relate to.
Well, we wish you all the best. Off to a start with a draw, and I guess we wait and see what the fixtures are going to be. But it will be a boost if some of those players can get back and play in the grades back here as well and boost the local competition while you wait to see what happens. Adam Voges, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Adam Voges there, the coach of WA. Hayes, it must be a strange existence for the cricketers at the moment. We haven't had a lot of international cricket for one, and now with the Shield season, with so much uncertainty around getting into New South Wales and Victoria, we don't know when they're going to play, and WA now just have to wait and find out when they're going to find their next fixture.
It's hard to pick a team at the moment, isn't it? You've got to go back a long way to see what the team was. And look, it's an advantage to the West Aussies and the South Australians, the Tasmanians and the Queenslanders who do get to play some cricket when you think about those players that are auditioning for those spots. And Travis Head took his opportunity. Cameron Green, of course, took his opportunity again. It's unfortunate that Mitch Marsh isn't playing Sheffield Shield, opting out to really work on his shorter format game, the T20 World Cup coming up for him. But I think he's a real chance, given the maturity of Mitch Marsh in recent times, to actually come back in, and maybe he could be the all-rounder. Maybe Green could push up to number five. But when Travis Head's making runs like he did on the weekend, he probably could be looking to get back into the side in that position as well. We know Warner's going to be there. The Bukowski, though, he needs to obviously get over that shoulder, make some runs. You've got Harris that's been around for a long time. So it's not going to be easy, perhaps, but we know Labuschagne and Smith will be at number three and four. But for those Victorians and New South Welshmen, it's going to be tough for them to audition.
It's going to be a strange old summer of cricket, and it's been a while since we've seen the Test team in action. Can't wait to see that, and we still wait to see if we're going to get a Perth Test match here or where things may actually be scheduled for the rest of the summer. But great to have a chat to Adam Voges there, and hopefully we'll have a bit more clarity over the coming weeks. You're listening to Sports Day, 133 882, the phone number.